Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Ventura Case Study 02 Robusto, cigars 5-inch by 50 ring gauge. It comes out of the La Aurora factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Corojo. Binder is Brazilian Sumatra, and the filler is listed as a multi-country blend. Price point is $7.87, and cigar was released in July of 2017. So, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
I had a pretty good one. I thought in terms of the wrapper, like a really good quality, high quality wrapper to it. Got a little bit of oil content to it. A very uniform colored wrapper, which typically doesn't happen, but this one definitely had that. But in terms of the veins, major veins definitely protruded out of the wrapper. The seams are tight, but it was visible. The bunching roll felt pretty loose, especially on that foot of the cigar. I mean, I could have probably like squeezed that foot all the way in and touched my fingertips. So head finished off with a well-applied deep triple cap. In terms of the nosy experience, off the wrapper, I got a spicy cedar and a barnyard coming through. Smelling the foot, like a mixed nuttiness and a very welcoming white pepper spice. And on the cold draw, I got a dry wood, cardboard, and a little bit of a lip tingling sensation from a white pepper.
Yeah, wrapper's light brown, a couple of medium-sized veins that ran the length of the cigar on one side of it. Seams were pretty well blended in and smooth. Now, the cap must have been really deep because when I looked at it, all I really saw was this really small, oblong-looking single cap. Looks like it was a shade lighter. So that cap must have been way down there on that cigar for you to see that there. So I didn't even pay attention that far. I just said single cap. But the band is really nondescript on this and basically all the cigars in these lines. It's just really just a white band with black, standard font lettering that just kind of has the case study number on it. So aroma from the wrapper was like a distinct dry hay. Foot gave like a nice graham cracker note, a little bit of the subtle cinnamon there as well. And the pre-light draw was kind of a mix of that graham cracker and hay with kind of a quick to arrive spicy tingle that I got on my lips. So getting to the flavor, what was your experience like?
Off the first third, pretty good breadth of flavors, I thought. Started immediately getting some like toasted nuttiness, spicy cedar and bread. And I also started getting this floral note, and that floral note really kicked in when you start retrohaling the cigar. But within just retrohaling in general, in addition to that floral note, very deep notes of black pepper and a cream mixed nuts. The finish was really long and lingering, mix of wood bitterness and toasted nuts. Strength was surprisingly too medium full, not that long into the cigar, maybe like a couple of inches in, and body was medium. In terms of the second third, in terms of the second and last third, I put it together in the same category because there was no changes within the last third from the second. So within the last two thirds, still relatively the same kind of core profile, still giving me that spice coming through in the sense of like that cedar, that raw, pungent, spicy cedar, toasted nuttiness and bread. Floral note, unfortunately, entirely gone within both, the mouth draws and the retro that I once had in the first third. Retro still gives that really powerful dose of the black pepper, followed by that mixed cream nuts. The finish, black pepper spice, in addition to wood bitterness and toasted nuts. Strength, still medium full, and body medium, respectively. So,
yeah, for me, the cigar began kind of an interesting flavor. It was kind of what I kind of called a fluffy wood note. I'm not really sure what that is. It just kind of, I guess, the mouth sensation I was getting with that wood. But also got a little bit of slight black pepper on the finish. A little further in, I got a little nuttiness that kind of joined the wood and the black pepper notes. And the retrohale was kind of carrying a little bit of a heavier wood note than the mouth flavor. An inch in, that nuttiness went away and the wood became a little bit darker. A little bit of black pepper was still in the background. And then kind of as the third was coming to a close, that dark wood note transitioned to more of a cedar with a little bit of a bitterness, and that pepper had gone away. And strength was right at medium mark for me in that first third. Again, the second, third, that slight bitterness went away and that cedar became slightly bright. And then a half inch in, that cedar transitioned to oak and a little bit of earthiness joined the profile. Oak and the earthiness kind of carried over to the retrohale as well. And a little further in, that oak and earth were really creating a nice mix together with a really long finish. And as the second third was coming to a close, a little bit of mustiness joined that oak and the earth, and the strength was still right at medium. And then getting into the final third, oak, earthiness, and mustiness were continuing on. A little bit further in, the cigar began to heat up a little bit, which kind of amplified that mustiness a little bit. And then that mustiness finally made its way into the retrohale. At an inch in, the profile was continuing on with that oak, the earth, and the mustiness, and that's kind of how the cigar finished out for me. And strength kind of just stayed at that medium level the entire way. So for construction, for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
I rated the burn good and the draw very good. So first with the burn, overall good. I just had to do a major relight within the beginning of the last third. The cigar just went out on me. And in general, this is one of those cigars where you feel like, like some cigars, you have a lot of confidence that when you put it on like your, stogie stand or ashtray, that it's going to keep burning, right? This isn't one of those. It's one of those where you have to like really baby and be like, all right, keep it going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So this is one of those. Ash is fairly tight, a little bit of fiery ash is coming through. Burn line, it was never really sharp, but it was sharp enough that I didn't have to, use the lighter for any for a bunch of touch ups or anything. And within the draw, very good. It's a little loose for my liking, but it was, effortless and, no real complaints on that.
Yeah, for me, the burn was a bit wavy the entire way. Needed a touch up at the halfway point as the burn got off quite a bit. But ash held on an inch and a half increment, so I thought it was pretty good. In regards to the draw, I thought it was perfect. I had just the right amount of resistance I prefer, so I didn't have any complaints in regards to that. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
I thought this was a good cigar. Within the 26 lines that they have, I think it goes to case 26, right? Anyways, there's a lot. It's a good feeling to know that within all of these case studies that's out, which is essentially, Ventura going to different age rooms and different, companies and factories and saying, hey, what do you guys have that's left over? Or we could just, Costco style, like buy the freaking pallet off of. It's good to know that the first one that we review is a good one. It's very for me, La Aurora-ish in the sense that, especially when I smoke their stuff that is like Cameroon based or like the Corolla based, you get a lot of good robust flavors. So really rich, robust spiciness, breadiness, and mixed nuttiness going on. And it's a good cigar. I mean, I definitely smoke it again. And if you're interested to see, perhaps the palace of Ventura that go out and try cigars and see what they picked, this is a good one to go after.
Yeah, just like you were saying, I wasn't really sure what to expect kind of with this whole concept, going out and getting cigars that were in the aging room. And, I've heard, rumblings that, these are cigars that did pretty well. You may recognize them after you smoke them, what they used to be, yeah, and stuff like that. So I didn't know. I mean, they can't all be like masterpieces because, somebody else would have snatched these things up or the companies would have repackaged them or something like that. But, there's probably going to be some good ones in here and some, average ones in there, but you get to see what you get. But like you said, I mean, it's good to see that the first, and we didn't do the first one in the series. We did number two. But it was a good one. So it was good to see that. Flavor profile was good. It had full flavors. So that's good. It was, very upfront in the flavors. It wasn't groundbreaking in regards to any of the flavors that are presented, but the ones that did come through were good ones. So now I'm more interested in making my way through these. I mean, they've only released the first five so far. So that's, a lot to still go through, but I'm assuming that their plan is to kind of, segment these out, over the next couple of years or whatever to make that happen. But, I'm interested to see what some of the other ones are. I mean, it's a mix of different factories and things like that. So I think it'll just kind of be interesting to see what they were able to track down. So getting the scores, I gave it a 6.62. You gave it a 6.82. So we're pretty close. How do you think your score matched up?
Matches very well. I rated the overall flavor profile to be good. A little bit of a mishap in the sense of the burn, but you know, all things considered, I value the flavor smoking experience way more than, you know, burn. I mean, I'll relight the damn thing like 3-4 times, and if it has a really good flavor, it'll keep me interested. So it's a good cigar, no doubt.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I mean, we were so close on this score. You know, there was just two categories that were just slight, you know, variations, one above, one below. So, it, you know, I think we're kind of matched up well. Yeah, good flavors. You know, there's not anything wrong with the cigar. Just it's, you know, it's good flavor. So what I'm interested to find out is you know, people smoke them and see who can track down what they think it is. And I'd just be curious to hear what the guesses are down the road. You know, if they think they know what they were in their previous life kind of thing. So that'll be interesting to see. Any other final thoughts from you?
Good price point too.
Yeah. This is, 787 is not a bad price point at all. So.
Well, given the price point and the flavors, well worth it.
Yep, I agree. One other thing is if you just catch this as soon as it posts within the first week, we're doing a contest on this. We're giving away a 10-pack of these in the original box. So be sure to go to the website, developmentpalace.com, and you can enter for that. But if you're just catching this on a video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Check out the review, like I said. Follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+. And you can catch all of our recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.